Okay, you know it's crackhead time.
Wait, okay, you know what? I can actually bring that up. Oh.
Crackhead o'clock.
Crackhead o'clock. So it's currently 8:27 p.m. Yeah.
It's crackhead o'clock.
So if you were to ever amputate your arms, wouldn't you want to get an amputation like right above the or right after the wrist, so you would have like a little wiggly like nub thing?
Like, no.
You're getting extra limbs. They're not.
No.
They're
so like
the ones you have and more.
So you go like on your wrist. It's like right after the little wiggly part on your. So like if you go from your elbow. Yeah, the joint. So you go from your elbow and then your forearm and then your wrist and like right before the thumb starts, but like right around there. So you would have like something to wiggle on your nub.
Delicious. Yummy.
I mean,
that's very weird.
But then you could have more opportunities for like articulated prosthetics.
Okay, I know this is like different, but like, okay, is the gingerbread man?
Gingerbread man?
Is the gingerbread man naked? Because he just has, like, a scarf on and, like...
He's a stripper.
Ooh, somebody come
get him. That's why you can't catch him.
He's covered up in jelly.
Oh, my God.
What if you could just cut off your teeth?
I mean, why can't you?
File them down.
I mean, yeah, just file them down to the bone. Wait.
They are bone. My main goal is to blow up and then act like I don't know nobody.
See, speaking of teeth, I have braces, okay? And every time I go to the orthodontist, I always think, for some reason, it's an irrational fear that I'm just going to sit on someone.
What?
Okay, so basically all the chairs are like in a circle, okay? And like, tells me, go sit in this chair. And I'm like, well, what if I picked the wrong chair? And I just end up laying on somebody.
I think you would notice.
I don't know why. I've always thought that I might just do that.
Okay, guys, what's your opinion on the whole Pinocchio? Like, if he said something that, like, he didn't know for sure, like, if he said, for example,
he's not omniscient, he's...
Epstein killed himself, then would his nose grow? Because he doesn't know for a fact.
No, it wouldn't, because if his nose only grows when he knows he's lying.
But where like, does it say that?
I'm pretty sure it actually says it.
Well, I mean, it wouldn't grow because he did kill himself. Lore.
No.
Hillary Clinton...
Hickory Dinton.
Don't you just love hanging yourself at like a 4-foot-tall bed frame?
With bed sheets.
Love when that happens.
As guards are watching.
Ooh.
So, have you ever thought about how weird piercings are?
Yeah, what, you're just jamming something through your face.
Well, it doesn't have to be on
you
your face.
You just inflict pain to yourself so you can look better.
But I mean, I kind of... Never mind.
Okay, guys, hear me out. Gauges, but on nipples.
Oh my God. Water.
I've already brought this up too many times.
No, because then.
Water fountains.
Yeah, if you gauged your nipples and you went to lactate, you're just gonna leak. You're just going to spill.
It's like look like waterfalls down your.
Like that would be like the equivalent of like using the nipple bottle on a Gatorade. Versus just a plain old water bottle. Like, the baby would just, like, gulp.
Drowns baby in the state.
Did you know when they milk, camels, that they have to, like... Yeah, you can. And,
Give me some camel milk.
And they bring the baby up to it, and then as soon as it's about to drink, they take the baby away, because camels won't lactate unless the baby's trying to feed. So you can't just milk them like you could a cow.
Yeah, that's how you have to keep cows pregnant for them to lactate.
Yeah, but like you have to bring the baby to it, wait for it to start sucking on the teat, and then move it.
You know, did you guys ever read Romeo and Juliet?
Yeah, I did.
You know that one part, like, there's that one line where Romeo, the nurse is Romeo. Like, no, the nurse is like, I remember suckling you from my teat.
Wait, does the nurse have a daughter then?
No, or the nurse at some point? The nurse had a daughter and they died when they were a baby.
Me not paying attention to the book at all.
Me not having to read old Shakespearean things.
Oh, you have fun in freshman year, child.
Thank you.
I can't sing on here. I'll get copyrighted.
Can't get copyrighted if you copyright your own songs. Crackheads.
Okay, but guys, can
stop.
I
stop. Nobody knows about that yet.
Okay, but guys, can I ask you who made Phineas and Ferb and decided to name two of the characters Buford and Baljeet?
Well, obviously the one person who just threw a fork at the ground and decided on Baljeet. You know, because it's just random. He probably won in some, like, Indian generator name.
Daho! And that's on the periodic table of elements. No, I have to show you that video later.
Oh, God.
Oh, Lord.
Also, who decided that bikes were a thing? Like, who just took two wheels, slapped them together, and was just like, yes, ride
probably
it.
Probably the person who wanted to make a car but was too lazy.
Okay, but what came first? The unicycle or the bicycle?
Bicycle?
No.
Have you ever thought that...
The wheel?
Have you ever thought that a bicycle is just a unicycle with training wheels?
Oh my God.
No, Cody, because training wheels give you two wheels.
No, it doubles your wheels.
No.
Yes, no, it doesn't.
A normal bike has two wheels, okay? No, and it gains an extra two wheels. It doubles your wheels. A unicycle has one wheel, and it doubles
no,
it, giving
it
you two.
No, it adds stability on both sides.
So yeah, Cody. And it gives you stability.
So it becomes a tricycle.
No, because... No. Okay, but have you ever thought that ice skating was roller skating, but spicy?
No, I think it'd be minty.
Rollerblading, however, is spicy.
Roller skating.
Rollerblading, yes.
No, it would be surfing through sound waves would be spicy.
What?
Swinging through
the sound. Shut up, Cody. Nobody asked.
Okay, you know
you're
what? Speaking of Magic School Bus, there's a new Magic School Bus, and I'm not happy.
Lin-Manuel Miranda is the one who either wrote or sung the intro.
He's getting that shmoney, baby.
He doesn't need any more.
Who?
Lin-Manuel Miranda.
Doesn't he have a kid?
Yeah.
He better play Philip at some point.
Shut up, Cody.
You're literally going to get us copyrighted.
Huh? The name Philip is copyrighted.
Yes. He better play Philly.
Lin-Manuel Miranda's going to show up at my door and be like,
give me your money.
He's going to be like, I am a soprano.
Lin-Manuel Miranda shows up at my door. But can we talk about how the Los Angeles Angels is literally the Angels?
Well, Los
Angeles. Yeah?
City of Angels, so like, no, it's...
Los Angeles means the Angels. It's the Angels.
The Angels.
LA Angels.
When I... I'm successfully passing on my grades like straight A's and still don't know the difference between how to spell angels and angles.
Don't you guys just love that one time when you're in 8th grade and take a French 1 class and now you randomly think in French?
I do that.
Wait,
with
if
Pig
you
Latin.
Are if you're bilingual, what language do you think in?
Yes.
Yes.
No, I mean fluently bilingual.
Yes.
Yes. You think in both. I'm not fluent in French, but I know basic French, so I'm fluent in basic French. Like, if I went to France, I could sound like a broken
okay,
English
person.
Okay,
but what
here.
If deaf people think in?
The sign language.
They just think of hands.
I mean, or they think of, like, if they're thinking about, like, a glass of water, they'll think about a glass of water. You can think about pictures.
What if they're thinking about, like, air? Mumbles. Do they just see?
They'll think about, like, mumbles, because, like, all they know is, like, mumbles.
Wait.
But my question is, what does a blind person see? Because they
blackness.
Don't... No, they don't see just black. Because if you look at, like, things, blind people say that they actually see white.
How do they know what black and white is?
Like, people that have gone blind.
Oh.
Unless I just, like, crackhead dreamed that.
You probably
I think
did.
You did.
No, I don't think
because
I did.
Because, I though. Mean, Tom, I remember my dad was telling us a story about him and how, they were going into a roller coaster, and he said, and
but
one of my cousins...
did he go blind, or was he just
blind? He was always blind.
No,
oh, like,
no, he wasn't.
Oh, yeah, he did go blind at,
he
like,
went
7
blind
or something.
At, like, 7 or 12.
I think it was 7. But, but one of my cousins basically said, so we're going into this, dark tunnel, and he said, and he looked over at my cousin and said, my whole life is a dark tunnel. So, I'm pretty sure it's... Black.
But, like, I was watching one documentary thing, and it was like they were partially blind, but they could still see like a very little bit, and they said that everything around the little bit they could see was just white.
Oh yeah, there are different kinds of blindness, and I think it might depend.
I want to learn how to echolocate.
Okay, but guys, can we talk about the most crackhead thoughts you have? Dreams. Oh. Like, I really had a dream where, like, everything was shadowed. I was only with one person at a time. And my father told me he was going to kill me and throw my dead body in a lake. So I hid behind my bed, and then he turned into smoke and went underneath my door to kill me.
God, I only remember one dream in my life.
You're gay.
Are you going to tell us?
Oh, am I supposed to? Basically, when I was, like, 5, this is the only dream that I actually remember. I was in my old house, okay? And I got out of bed, okay? And in my little tiny ball pit thing that I had, there was an elephant, like, statue thing with, like, mosquito, horns.
Mosquito?
Okay, no. Think about this, okay? You know how mosquitoes have, like, their weird nose?
Nosey, pokey now, thing.
Mouth? Think,
yes, if that's what you want to call it.
What do you mean instead, that's what you
instead
call it?
Of,
what it is.
Instead of tusk or whatever. Yeah.
Mouth?
No, I said for like elephants, how they have tusk. Instead of the tusk, yeah, they had mosquito mouths instead of tusk, okay? And I imagined a wooden statue of that I'm talking about. I just imagined that in my ball pit, and it grew arms and legs and walked towards me and said, hey, you want to come to my party? And
wait,
then
we used to have a ball pit?
Yeah. Well, you would have been like, one.
Okay, wait. Hold on a minute. We used to have a ball pit.
Yeah, it was pretty small, actually. Yeah, we had, like, a tiny, like, inflatable ball pit.
How many times did you try to drown me in it?
I only tried to drown you in a pool.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't even walk, so he throws me in a pool. And hopes I float.
It's okay. When I was little, I was a really smart kid. I wonder what happened.
Same. That's why I pushed her into a pool.
My parents taught me how to, like, write letters and stuff. And like date them and like put the actual like this. Yeah, I put a stamp on my little brother when he like me and my little brother are 3 years apart, and when he was first born, I put a stamp on him and I wrote to like I asked my parents how to spell Timbuktu, because I heard it on TV, and then I tried to put my brother in the mailbox.
Stuffed child.
And first off, I was obsessed with chicken nuggets when I was little. I still am. But my parents asked me what I wanted to name my little brother. And my response was chicken nugget french fry toast.
Oh, speaking of what brothers wanted to name them, my brother wanted to name me Batman Jr.
Yeah, they didn't have a name planned out for him. They didn't have my name planned out.
That's why I'm pretty sure I was a mistake.
you weren't a mistake.
Shut up, you're the only legitimate child.
Shut up, bastard. anyway.
Sibling
if
rivalries.
I'm allowed to talk, they didn't have his name picked out because they were just hoping it was going to be a girl. And so they were just like, hey, oldest child, name this. I don't want it.
I hate that she's not wrong. Like, literally both of my siblings have unique names. Daisy and Kaylor. Like, geez, unique. Cody. And then there's just Cody.
Okay, but unique names aren't always the best. What the heck is Lane?
I've heard it before.
His name is Court.
But still, Lane's not an uncommon name.
But the story of how like I got it is even worse.
What?
I got it from the movie 8 Seconds about a bull rider who died because a bull, like... Well, first the bull, like, stomped on his nuts and he had to go to the hospital.
Oh.
And then it horned him in, like, the chest. So, I got my name from Lane Frost, the bull rider, in the movie 8 Seconds. And my brother, Court, he got his name from the movie The Quick and the Dead. The preacher's name is Court.
No, stop. They were literally just walking down the street and
Lane,
looked at something.
Court. My mom says that if she was going to have a girl, even though she can't, she's cul-de-sac. Literally infertile now, she was going to name her cul-de-sac.
Or just Cole for short. I mean, it wouldn't work.
CC. I literally don't know why, but it is December 9th, and it is currently 60 degrees outside, and I'm just, like, living it.
We're chilling.
Well, not even chilling, because it's not even cold.
Harmonizing vibes.
You failed the vibe check. Kirby's coming for you now.
You get to go see Kirby. Oh, bruh.
Oprah. Wait, no, I don't get the joke.
My brother trying to bribe me. Okay, Daisy, if you do this, you can go see Oprah.
No, Kirby.
Kirby.
No, so we were all playing a game, and then Cody's like, Daisy, if you go do something, you get to go see Kirby. And then Daisy just goes, Oprah.
She sounds so absent-minded.
Yeah, like if you
the spirit of Oprah is possessing me.
She's not even dead.
Oprah, just crack an egg.
Oprah
walking out of her mansion with her 5,000 cars to go feed homeless people.
See, the one person who beats her is Mr. Beast, who would give her a homeless person 5,000 cars for
y'all.
A video.
We really need to clean up the earth so Betty White can have a nice world when we die.
Oh my god, if Betty White outlives me,
Betty White's living to
25,000.
I was gonna say like 2020 or 200
Stop.
Okay, but Queen Elizabeth, with what do you think is going to die first, Betty White or Queen
Elizabeth?
They're
both going to die on the same day, but they're not actually going to die. They're going to fake their death and go live ascended lives.
Okay, but when's Danny DeVito going to die?
Never.
He's going to die tomorrow so he can haunt every single person.
The trash can is eternal.
Hello, mascot. Crackhead.
Get the crackhead out of here.
Crack cat.
Oh, she has a belly button.
No, don't poke her belly button.
She is done with us.
Cats have toe beans. And kitten, you get warmth.
And diarrhea, so let her go. Oh,
okay, we've been on for 16 minutes, so I think Crackhead Hour has come to a brief halt.
It's an hour.